Weekly News for Friday, September 19th. I'm Ben Thomas. Three Russian fighter jets violated Estonia's airspace Friday. Charles Deledesma has details.
Estonia's foreign ministry says Russian aircraft stayed for 12 minutes. The foreign minister stating that Russia had violated Estonian airspace four times this year, but this incursion was particularly brazen. The incident occurred over the Gulf of Finland and involved three Russian MiG-31 fighters. The Russian Shah d'Affaires was summoned and given a protest note. The incident comes just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland and heightened fears that the war in Ukraine could spill over. I'm Charles Deledesma.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas.
It is clear that Russia is testing how far they can go.
President Trump asked about it.
I don't love it. I don't like when that happens. It could be big trouble. But I'll let you know later.
The president says the U.S. military has carried out its third fatal strike this month against what he says was a drug smuggling vessel. In a social media post, Trump says three people were killed. He did not provide details about the location beyond saying it was along a known narco-trafficking passage. President Trump says he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping at a summit in South Korea next month, and he will visit China himself early next year. This after a lengthy phone call in which he says they made progress on the approval of a deal to allow TikTok to keep operating in the U.S.
The investors are getting ready.
However, no details. The government's vaccine advisors not recommending COVID shots, calling them an individual choice. And a potential government shutdown on the horizon after the Senate rejected competing funding measures. On that, the president says,
we'll continue to talk to the Democrats, but I think you could very well end up with a closed country for a period of time.
The deadline's October 1st, the start of the new budget year. This is AP News. Prizes for some under-the-radar science.
A team of researchers from Japan won an Ig Nobel for painting cows with zebra-like stripes to prevent flies from biting them. Another group pondered the types of pizza lizards prefer to eat. William Bean's son accepted his posthumous Ig Nobel for recording and analyzing the growth of one of his fingernails over a 35-year period.
One of the wonderful things about doing a long-term experiment on yourself is you never lose anybody to do it on.
There was also a mini opera about gastroenterologists inspired by this year's theme, which is digestion.
Eat. We've got to eat. We've got to feed our guts.
The Ig Nobel Prize is a handmade model of a human stomach. And instead of money, each winner is given a single hand wipe. I'm Ed Donahue.
APNews.com has the latest through the weekend. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.